This is John Batchelor. Conversation part with Seth Franzman, the Jerusalem Post correspondent to the war in Hamas and Hezbollah, and now Iran as well. He's in Jerusalem, speaking to the facts as we understand it about what Hezbollah did and did not do prior to, during the Iran attack on Israel over these last hours. Hezbollah. Hamas is another story, but Hezbollah has 150,000 rockets or more. What have they done? What are they planning to do? What are the questions that the IDF is asking about what is to be done? Here's Seth Franzman. More of this later tonight.
Well, Hezbollah, yes, has 150,000 missiles. It's already fired 3,100 missiles and drones and anti-tank missiles. Is causing significant damage and forcing 80,000 people from their homes. So it already joined the war effort in the beginning of the war. So it didn't necessarily need to prove itself on April 13, 14. However, let's remember that Hezbollah did carry out dozens of attacks with rockets and missiles on April 12th and on late at night, I guess, on April 13th. What I'm hearing is that they did join the attack and launched up to 160 rockets and munitions towards the Golan to target, Israeli bases up there. So they did play a role, and I think that we are going to wait and see then what comes next. You know, Israel has telegraphed very clearly that it wants the Hezbollah fighters and terrorists and all the threats to be removed from the border up to about 10 miles depths. And the question is then whether or not Hezbollah will do that, or whether it will pretend to do it, or whether some kind of an agreement can be come to in which Hezbollah will stop the attacks. And I think there, again, it's unclear, given the history of how this works, you know, whether or not Hezbollah can be, you know, actually moved away from the border without an actual war. And Israel has threatened that it could go to war with Hezbollah, but, you know, Israel's already involved in Gaza, and people have said, you know, well, Israel has to first defeat Hamas, and so there's a lot of questions about whether or not Israel would do that.